From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, February 3rd. I'm Abby Lurico. Airlines across the country need more pilots to meet demand and make up for an aging workforce. A community college in Missouri is starting a flight school to train the next generation of pilots.
I forget that this is scary for some people because to me it's like getting in a Honda Civic.
A new college program helping careers take flight. Coming up after this news on The Gateway. Judges would be responsible for appointing the next St. Louis sheriff under a proposed bill. Members of a Missouri Senate committee heard testimony on the legislation that gives the power to a majority of the judges on the 22nd Judicial Circuit in St. Louis. It comes as there is currently a logistical fight over who has the power to appoint the St. Louis sheriff after a judge removed former Sheriff Alfred Montgomery. He was ousted back in December following a trial brought by the Attorney General's office. Senator David Gregory is the sponsor of the bill. The St. Louis County Republican spoke in committee on why he believes the bill's necessary.
There's a complete lack of management throughout the city sheriff's office and has been for quite some time.
Two people spoke against the legislation. One of them was Ron Berry with the St. Louis City Sheriff's Office.
We do understand that over the last few months there have been some issues, but those have been corrected and the system itself corrected them by the Attorney General coming in and removing Sheriff Montgomery.
Montgomery's 1 year in office was stained by multiple scandals, including lawsuits and whistleblower complaints. Last month, he requested a new trial in his removal case. Members of a Missouri House committee voted to advance a bill Monday afternoon that would legalize and regulate video gaming machines. The gaming terminals are most often found in gas stations, bars, and fraternal organizations. The committee voted 8-5 to pass the legislation. Testimony over the bill lasted 3 hours last week. Proponents argued the machines are an untapped source of revenue for the state, while opponents say they don't want the machines in their communities. The bill will likely be debated on the House floor soon. A former St. Louis alderman is no longer facing state charges for filing a false police report. The Circuit Attorney's Office has dropped its misdemeanor case against Brandon Bosley. He'd allegedly falsely accused a woman of attempting to carjack him. The trial was scheduled to start this week. Prosecutors usually don't comment on the specific reasons for dismissing a case, but the office said in a statement that witnesses sometimes stop cooperating after charges are filed. A federal jury late last month found Bosley guilty in an insurance fraud scheme. He'll be sentenced for that case in April. Community leaders in St. Louis say there's an invisible group of people that have been neglected since last year's tornado ripped through the city, those who are unhoused because of the storm. Some tornado-impacted people have been living in vacant buildings, and others are still living in unrepaired homes because they've been unable to apply for assistance. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wimley has more from one woman who says she's ready to start her life again.
43-year-old Tiffany Bennett has been staying inside an abandoned building in the Greater Ville and at various shelters since her O'Fallon home was destroyed in the tornado. She says she hadn't applied for any city housing programs because her personal documents were lost in the storm, and she only recently retrieved them. She's looking to get recertified as a nursing assistant soon.
I need help. I want to go back and go back to work. I want to be financially stable, more mentally and emotionally stable as well. You know, stability altogether.
Bennett's experience is one of many that community leaders say have been overlooked by the city since the tornado. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
Cardinals fans will have a new way to watch games this season and a new streaming service to sign up for. Major League Baseball will take over production of most broadcasts starting this spring, and that means Cardinals games will no longer air on FanDuel Sports Network. Instead, the team launched a new streaming platform called Cardinals.tv. Fans can purchase a subscription for around $20 a month. The Cardinals say that subscription comes with a perk, no blackouts. Games will also air on traditional cable and satellite platforms, although the Cards have yet to announce specific channels. DJs and volunteers from the now-defunct 88.1 KDHX have launched Community Radio St. Louis. The station abruptly stopped broadcasting in September after leaders filed for bankruptcy in March of last year. Conservative radio network Real Talk Radio inherited the call letters KDHX in November, and the owners of Christian radio station 99.1 Joy FM took over the radio frequency 88.1 in January. Veteran KDHX DJ Willa Voles hosted Bluegrass Breakdown on KDHX, the old KDHX, for 25 years. She launched her new radio show with her husband on Community Radio St. Louis's First Day Sunday.
We get to be the first show. Yay, what an honor. And we're so excited, and I hope my eyes don't start leaking.
Community Radio St. Louis is run by the nonprofit League of Volunteer Enthusiasts, or LOVE, which evolved from an organization aimed at saving 88.1 KDHX from bankruptcy. The first FFA chapter in St. Louis County is using a shipping container as an urban farm. St. Louis Public Radio's Katie Gravich reports on the local launch of the organization, formerly known as Future Farmers of America.
University City High School chartered the chapter in January as the next step towards state approval for the school's existing agriculture program. The chapter will use the school's hydroponic farm, which was built inside an upcycled shipping container last summer. Chapter advisor Pamela Lester says it can produce the same amount of food as several acres of farmland. Lester says she hopes leadership opportunities through the National FFA organization will give students entrepreneurial skills to bring the plants they grow into the community.
Our container garden is so important because we can produce acres of food, and that's very important in areas where it's a food desert or the people don't have access to fresh grown produce.
Lester says the chapter plans to hold its first plant sale in the coming months. I'm Katie Gravich, St. Louis Public Radio.
Experts are predicting a shortage of airplane pilots in the coming years. A Missouri community college is trying to meet that need by getting the first class of a new flight school off the ground. Jana Rhodes Schleiss reports the old terminal at Columbia Regional Airport has been transformed into a classroom.
Walking through the former terminal at Columbia Regional Airport, a lot has changed.
We're standing in the foyer of the new flight training facility for Moberly Area Community College.
The room where passengers previously unpacked their bags and took off their shoes before going through security is now a classroom.
Now here, this is where we're going to do most of our academic studies. You can see it's a very large space.
Ed Longoria is a retired airline pilot and the new director of the Moberly Area Community College Commercial Pilot Training Program. Longoria is kicking off what's called ground school this semester, the non-airborne component of commercial pilot education. Over the next few months, he'll lead the inaugural class through Aviation 101, where students will study meteorology, go on a tour of the control tower, and get a primer on the history of aviation. The flight school component won't begin until August, when students will practice flying on the same runways as the commercial airline jets.
So you can see that the three airlines that are currently using this airport will be coming right behind the school. So it's going to be a very busy space.
Longoria said the size of a small regional airport such as COU is an ideal training ground.
They're in an airspace that is not super congested, a perfect place for puppy pilots to start learning to fly, but yet they're flying with other commercial aircraft.
Handling the schooling from the sky is Kira Nefak and her staff of flight instructors at Kansas City-based ATD Flight Systems, who will teach students to fly four-seater, 180-horsepower Piper aircraft. Nefak's father was a pilot and founded the flight school. She took over the family business in 2020 and tells people she basically grew up flying.
There's so many people that come here and they're like, oh, these planes are really small. And I forget that this is scary for some people, because to me, it's like getting in a Honda Civic.
To earn a pilot's license, students must complete hundreds of hours of training in the air with a certified instructor. And that's where NEFAC comes in.
They go over maneuvers in ground school, and then that lines up with their next flight portion that will be with us, and then we'll go over those concepts in the air.
And demand for this skill set is high. Boeing predicts a need for 660,000 new pilots in the next 20 years. But going to college to get that training can be expensive. Stephen Belt is a professor of aviation science at St. Louis University and says that's especially true when factoring in the cost of fuel, a trained pilot, and an aircraft.
When you think about flight training, it's a one-on-one laboratory experience in an airplane.
Columbia could be an ideal destination for aspiring pilots due to its relatively lower cost of living. Belt says most students pursuing the life of a pilot really have a passion for flight. Now, with an aviation school in Columbia, he says more mid-Missouri students with a fervor for flying have the opportunity.
It's allowing more and more young people the ability to kind of imagine something that they may never have imagined before.
MACC plans to eventually expand its flight school capacity to 96 students. But for now, the trip has begun for the first 12 aspiring pilots. I'm Jana Rose Schleiss.
That story comes to us from member station KBIA in Columbia. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.